About love and things like that?
Mostly about things like that.
I say this is a grand little place, isn't it?
I'm glad you like
Right,
it.
Timothy, yes. Rather unusual gramophone you've got, Steve.
Yes, Gerald bought it for me in Paris the year he was... Ah, tea. I'll help you, Mrs. Neddy.
That's all right, dearie. I can manage.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Is that parcel for me, Mrs. Neddy?
Parcel? Why, yes, of course. It's a good thing you mentioned it now. I should probably have gone to bed with it under my arm.
I gather the memory isn't improving.
Improving? Oh, it's something shocking, miss. There are times when I wonder who the dickens I am.
Where did the parcel come from, Mrs. Neddy? Who delivered it?
It was delivered about an hour ago by a boy, and a cheeky-faced monkey he was.
Was there any message?
No, no message, dearie. Oh, law, I've forgotten the buttered scones. You'll have to excuse me, dearie.
Mrs. Neddy seems quite a character.
She's a dear. I wonder what this is.
It looks like a disc of some sort, doesn't it?
Yes. We'll soon find out.
A gramophone record.
I wonder who sent it.
Isn't there some writing on... Steve. Steve, what's the matter?
Look what it says on the record.
To Louise Harvey. From the Knave of Diamonds.
Max Lorraine.
Yes. Steve, what are you going to do?
I'm going to play the record. The set takes a little while to warm up.
Yes.
Paul, what do you think is on the record?
I don't know. Probably a message from the... Steve, you're shaking.
No. No, I'm all right.
Here, I'll put it on. You sit down, dear.
What is it, Paul? Why don't you put the record on?
Just a minute, just a minute. Aren't we being a little obvious, my dear?
A little obvious?
Steve, supposing you sent someone you knew a record, a gramophone record. It had no official label and looked very mysterious. What do you think would be the first thing they'd do with it?
Why, play it, of course. That's what everyone would do under the circumstances.
Yes, of course it is. That's what everyone would do under the circumstances.
Paul, I don't understand.
The person who sent you this record knew that you'd be puzzled by it, and he knew without a shadow of doubt that the first thing you'd want to do would be to satisfy your curiosity by playing it.
Well?
Steve, don't you see? That's the whole point. The knave wants you to play this record, and immediately you do so, his purpose in sending it to you is fulfilled.
But what is his purpose? Why should he send me a gramophone record? If it contains a message,
any message it contains could have been sent to you in writing.
Yes. Yes, I suppose it could. Then what's on the record?
Nothing. Nothing of importance, I'm sure of that.
Then why should he send it? You said yourself his purpose was to get me to play it. If nothing is on the record,
yes,
then...
why should he send it? By Timothy, Steve. The gramophone.
The gramophone?
That's what he wants. That's what he wants. He wants you to use the gramophone. Tell me, has it always been in this position?
Yes, always. Only...
Well?
It looks as if it might have been moved slightly. It's further against the wall as a rule. Oh, and look at the gauze on the speaker.
It's been altered, hasn't it?
Yes.
By Jove, I've got it.
What is it?
Stand on one side, Steve. Now, look. When you want to put a record on, you stand in front of the loudspeaker like this, don't you?
Yes.
And you lift the arm up and bring it across the record.
Yes, that's right.
I'm going to do exactly the same. Only I'm going to stand to one side instead. You'll see why in a minute. Now, stand away, Steve. There's a small revolver hidden by the speaker. It's been wired up with the tone arm. Immediately the arm was moved, the revolver fired. Now you know why he sent you the gramophone record. Obliging little fellow, isn't he?
Thank goodness you were here when it arrived.
Steve, how many people know that your real name is Harvey? Louise Harvey.
Yourself, Lord Broadedge, the proprietor of the Evening Post, and Sir Graham Forbes. That's all.
Yeah. And Merritt, Inspector Merritt. I told him myself.
Inspector Merritt?
Yes.
What are you thinking of?
I was just wondering how long Sir Graham had smoked Russian cigarettes.
Diana!
Has he been through here on the phone?
You mean the chief?
Yes, of course.
No, of course he hasn't. I thought you went to town to see him.
I went to town, all right. I waited over 3 blasted hours in that tube station and there wasn't a sign of him.
I wonder why he didn't turn up.
I don't know.
You haven't heard anything further about Skid?
No. They're still holding him, as far as I know.
There's been nothing in the newspapers. I hope to God Skid doesn't talk. That's all I'm worried about.
Any news?
No.
Did you see the knife?
No!
Something's in the wind. Something's in the wind, if you ask me.
Well, nobody's asking you.
It's 3 days since the robbery, and we haven't heard a word about Skid. I tell you, he'll talk. He'll talk.
Oh, shut up, Snow. Have you seen Horace?
Yes.
What about the stuff?
It's all right. It's all right.
And there's nothing to worry about. Mix me a drink, and you better mix yourself one, too.
The phone.
That's the chief. It's the special line.
Yes, I'll take it. Hello? Hello? Yes. Why didn't you meet me? What? Yes. Yes, I'm listening.
What is it?
What's it? Shh. Yes. When? Temple. Yes. I say, be careful. The doc's here now. Yes. Yes, all right. Goodbye.
Well,
how's Skid?
Skid's dead.
Dead?
Yes. He was going to talk.
He didn't?
No. The knave got him in time.
Why didn't he meet you?
I don't know. He didn't say. You better get in touch with Horace, Snow. Tell him we meet again on Friday.
Friday?
Why so early?
There's a jeweler's at Nottingham called Trenchman. They've got a new stone. Chief wants me to have a look at it. I'm going over there tomorrow. If it's as good as the reports say it is, then we'll discuss the matter on Friday with Dixie.
Good.